Well, this morning we have some students joining us from the Exira EHK High School. They have a Spartan Media class. It's just getting off the ground this year, and they're going to be debuting their first broadcast here on the KJAN Video Network coming up on Monday night. So we thought it'd be a good time to visit with some of these students who are helping to lead the way. We have Jacob Snyder, Jacob Rattenborg, and Sarah Marshall with us here today. Sarah, let's start with you. This is the first year of the digital media class. Why did you decide that this would be something you'd want to try out?
I decided to join Spartan Media because I was excited to endure something new. I really didn't understand what Spartan Media was going to hold at all when I chose to do this class. But when I started talking with Ms. Johnson, she said that there'd be some, you know, projects with interviewing and the process of editing. And I've always had a little thing for technology, so I just thought maybe I would give it a try.
Something just a little bit different than staring in a book all day or listening to a lecture all the time.
Yeah.
Is it more of a free atmosphere in that class? Do you have time to be creative and to try some different things?
Most definitely. I do a lot of projects with print and advertising, so I do a lot of things that, you know, the community and school sees. So I get a chance to show people like how, you know, I can make videos and how I can make promotion cards for different events and everything that the school has. So I could definitely say that you definitely get to show a creative side to yourself in this class.
Okay. Like what? You got any examples? Do you do anything that folks could see?
So on our Spartan Media Facebook page, I've made a couple of promotion cards for football. I did one for The Little Mermaid. You know, I just do some, I did a video actually for to promote how in the elementary school little kids get Peach and Ranch certificates for doing showing Spartan pride.
Sure. We remember the old days when the office secretary would read the daily announcements on the loudspeaker at school. It's a little different now, isn't it?
Yeah. We do weekly announcement videos with our freshman class, so they get to endure Spartan Medias on Thursdays or Fridays in their classroom, and we help them promote those videos and do the editing and show them how it's done.
So they're getting the full experience.
Definitely. They don't get to do the class this year, but they're going to have that experience to maybe give them a foot in the door for sophomore, junior, senior year.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you've grown to really enjoy the class. You're real excited about it. Is there anything that you've been able to do or experience through the Spartan Media class so far that maybe you were surprised by?
It's a hard question. I would say that maybe something that surprised me is how much I've been able to get out of my shell. I've been able to talk to more people now since I do interviews. Editing has been kind of a thing that I like to do. Showing people how, like, you can take this clip and make it into something else, or how you can add this audio to make their voice sound weird, like that, kind of like that. I guess that was kind of interesting for me.
An opportunity to experience a lot of different aspects of the media class. Let's see, we've got two Jacobs here. Let's talk to Jacob Rattenborg next. Talk a little bit about your experience. Why did you want to get involved in this?
I just felt like it was a great opportunity to expand myself and expand my learning, because it's sort of, we're all learning at a different curve in this class. We're all learning different things, and it gives us new opportunities to look at what we're doing in the future.
Mm-hmm. Well, and young people today, students that are in high school today, you guys have always known this type of media. I mean, let's face it, you guys have always known the world with the internet and this and that. You know, we don't have that advantage. We had to learn all this stuff as when we got older, and it was difficult to learn. So you guys have a leg up on this. So do you feel like that gives you a real edge when you walk into the class, because you guys all have a pretty much a working knowledge of where to find things, what you need to do, and how to get that stuff done?
Yeah, I see it that way. But I also see it, we all have this advantage, because when we go up, when we get older and stuff, the younger generation is more fond of this newer technology, and then the older generation, we gotta learn and adapt to it. So with the newer generation, like the freshmen coming up, they'll be more adapted to this technology that we have. So they'll be able, I guess, overcome the difficulties that we're having right now compared to what we're they'll be able to conquer it a lot easier than we will.
So you guys are almost kind of like teachers in your own way then, too, because you're helping not only the younger students kind of figure things out as they get ready to move into the class in following years, but also, like I said, your parents, your grandparents, you're kind of pulling them into this technology and stuff, too, because if you're doing it, they're going to want to follow it, right?
Yeah, it's a great way to bring in the community and stuff and bring in people past the community, because we're bringing, say, like grandpa live in Montana We're bringing them back into this community. We're bringing everyone that we can possibly can into this and showing what we can do, what can our community do and grow and expand.
Well, the Spartan Media class is one part of it. The other part is the Spartan Media channel that's part of the KJAN video network at KJAN.com. You and some of your friends here in Spartan Media coming up on Monday night are going to be debuting your first broadcast since we got this off the ground. This happened really fast here for us at Exira Elkhorn-Kimbleton High School. And Monday night, the 25th, you guys will have your first experience doing a live broadcast. How exciting is that?
This should be a great time. This should be one of the best times we've had. We finally get to show what we're made of. We get to finally show what we have to show everyone. And let's do it.
And you're going to be doing what that night?
I'll be running the camera. And hopefully I don't miss any plays. That's all I'm hoping for.
Okay. We're going to make sure we have everything that you need to see right there. All right. Very good. Jacob Snyder also will be a part of this. Jacob, why did you get involved in Spartan Media?
I was talking to Jacob Breitenberg one day, and he was like, yeah, I'm taking Spartan Media as a class, and I hadn't signed up yet, so I was like, okay, I guess I'll go sign up for it, and I started talking to Ms. Johnson about it, and she's like, yeah, I think you'd be really good for this class, so I was signed up, and it's definitely been a learning curve. Definitely have self-taught myself how to edit the camera videos, and I've taken over the Instagram pages, and I've helped out with some of the freshmen, and when they are running their videos for their announcements. It's definitely been fun and has opened up my eyes for a lot of other occupations out there in the world that I had never even thought of.
I don't want to downplay the role or the value of teachers in the classroom, but this is kind of a learning experience for everybody, isn't it? Mrs. Johnston sometimes is kind of learning along with you guys, and sometimes you're teaching the teacher a little bit too?
Yes, extremely. I've taught Ms. Johnston a few things. She would ask me like how I would edit this, and I would have to show her step by step, and it would just blow her mind that we have figured it out and we're self-teaching ourselves, and she'd look at us and be like, wow, I couldn't even tell you how to do that. Even though you just showed me how to do it, I still couldn't even tell you how to do that. I was like, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Right. Well, the Spartan Media channel, just like the one we have with Cam and the one that will be coming up at Griswold here soon as part of the KJAN video network, is all a part of the Iowa Authentic Learning Network, which is part of the governor's initiative to get more hands-on learning out there, for opportunities for students. So when we walk in here as well with the program that we have, the cooperative program that we have to be able to do the live streaming video and things, it's kind of the same thing. My role is kind of to mentor and to teach a little bit, but you guys have already noticed you're teaching me some things too, right?
Yeah, we, from the first day you came here and showed us how to set everything up, we've definitely gone above and beyond with learning with the production truck and figuring out a whole bunch of other stuff that we could do with it. We are definitely going to be ready for this coming Monday with for the basketball game.
You bet. Now that you're a part of something like this from the back end, I mean, it's not a national broadcast type setup, but it is our own local broadcast setup. Now that you're able to see kind of this stuff from the backside, do you think when you sit down to watch a ball game on the sofa at home on TV, will you look at it any differently knowing some of the things that go on behind the scenes?
Definitely. Knowing that, like, how everything's planned and stuff now, instead of just watching, like, football and then they just pull up a play from, like, 2 years before, and it's like side by side of a play from now and then 2 years prior, it's like, huh, that must have been planned in there, and how much time it took for them to get that planned in there and who's all doing all that to get that up on the TV. It's just kind of crazy how many people and what it takes to get that there.
Mm-hmm. When you've got people running camera, people that are doing the actual play-by-play of the ball games, which is something you'll be doing right out of the gate, people running the production side of it, running the computer with the graphics on screen and making sure everything kind of fits together, and Sarah and some other students will be doing some of that too. It really is a team effort.
It definitely is. This will be a definite learning experience come Monday night. It'll show us what we need to improve on, what we have already got down and what we are good at, and then what we need to improve on, which will help us for future basketball games or football games or any sporting events or community events that we decide to go out to and record or live stream.
Another outreach opportunity for the school into the community to kind of bridge some of those gaps and to help promote some of the things that are going on. And Sarah, I'll give you the last word. That's kind of what this is all about, right? Is giving folks kind of another look into the school system and see what's happening and some of the great things that are going on.
Well, with our school, I really feel like this opportunity that KJN has given to us is really going to hopefully open the eyes of many students that come to XIRHK and upcoming students who are already here that there's so much more out there, and to just have the effort to get started. And I'm really enjoying this class, and I know that plenty of other students hopefully see what we're doing and get a hold of it, or get a hold of one of us or Ms. Johnson, and you know, just take the opportunity. It's here, just take it. We have never experienced anything like this, and I truly believe that this is the start of something big and that it's definitely going to take us places.
Excellent. Sarah, Jacob times Jacob. We got two of them here. They'll all be a part of the broadcast coming up here, if not Monday night, very soon. And we'll have plenty more coming up. That first broadcast, again, the game, 6 o'clock on Monday night, November 25th. We hope you get a chance to enjoy. It's XIRA EHK, and the folks over at Logan Magnolia are welcome to join that broadcast, too, on the KJAN.com website. Just go to the KJAN Video Network, and when you get there, click on the logo right there with Spartan Media, and it'll take you right in so you can enjoy the ball game. Folks, thank you so much, and hey, break a leg. Good luck on the first broadcast.